following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Just had a quick thought that I wanted to share with you guys. And the thought for today is actually about loving others, right? And so in John chapter 13, Jesus, before he dies or goes to the cross, he says this: "A new commandment I give to you, that you should love one another in the same way that I love you," or "I have loved you." He said, "By this, you will know that you're my disciples, by the way that you love one another." Now, I think most of us can say that we agree with this. Most of us could say this is something that we long to see. And this is also something that I think, if we're honest, we would say is really challenging to do. It's challenging, I think, primarily because it feels like people don't always deserve our love or act in a way that seems deserving of our love. So I just wanted to offer you two quick thoughts on how we can better do this. The first one is this: it is recognizing that when it comes to loving others, it shouldn't actually start with us trying to love others. Now, that sounds counterintuitive, but this is what I mean. 1 John chapter 4 tells us that we love because he first loved us. So the idea, before we even think about loving others, you know, before we think about walking this out, is I think we have to recognize that you and I have been loved by Jesus, right? And it wasn't because we were good, it wasn't because we were perfect, but actually scripture tells us God demonstrated his love toward us, that while we're still sinners, that's when he died for us. And so that's something to keep in mind. There's a quote actually that went along with that thought that I heard this week. But the quote went something like this: that loving doesn't actually start with loving. It starts with being loved. Okay, now the second part. The second part is, how do I love someone that doesn't deserve it? Well, I think we have to take out the idea of loving because someone deserves it, right? In John 13, where Jesus actually gives the commandment to be known by their love for one another, or to be known by, or to love one another the same way that he's loved them, what's wild about it is the chapter actually starts out with Jesus spending time with his disciples, including Judas, and he washes their feet. This is the very same night that Judas would go out and betray Jesus. Jesus also takes time and he washes the feet of Peter. This is the very same night that Peter would go out and deny Jesus three times. Now, do they deserve the love that Jesus has shown them? Absolutely not. Do we deserve the love that Jesus has shown us? No. What we deserve, scripture tells us, again, Romans chapter 6 would say that the wages of our sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Though we didn't deserve it, he came and he died in yours and my place so we can be reconciled and restored to God. The greatest picture of love that we can even get is Jesus on the cross. Jesus himself said, there's no greater love than this, that he that would give his life for his friends. And so before we think about, does this person deserve my love or not, think about, again, the fact that Jesus has loved you in spite of your brokenness and failures. And at the same time, a way that we can love others in the way that he has loved us is actually out of the fact that we don't deserve it. And they don't deserve either. All right. Well, hope that helps you guys. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your Friday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.